From Radio Central, service at 30. Snow slides in Colorado. Details from Russ Roundtree, station KOA, Denver.
Two huge snow slides roared down a Colorado mountain early today, blocking a mine portal where 40 men were working. The avalanches blanketed the mine area with a wall of snow 350 feet wide and 60 feet deep in some places. The snow, traveling at express train speed, broke through a mine toolhouse wall where six men were working in addition to covering the mine entrance. However, miraculously, no one was injured and the night was trapped only during working hours. Bulldozers and tractors are at work now trying to get the roads and equipment uncovered so that work can resume on Monday. Damage was heavy to mine equipment. This is Russ Roundtree in Denver.
NBC Radio brings you service at 30 every hour on the half hour, plus news every hour on the hour.
One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 34, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
More families, far more families, use X-Lax than any other laxative. X-Lax is the preferred laxative for one important reason. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. Today, many doctors recommend trusted X-Lax for youngsters as well as grown-ups.
That's because X-Lax gives you the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without embarrassing urgency. When you take chocolated X-Lax at night, it does not disturb your sleep. And X-Lax is so effective that the next morning, you'll be well on your way toward your normal regularity. Seldom, if ever, will you need X-Lax the next day.
Little wonder that of all the laxatives made today, tablet, powder, or liquid, X-Lax is the most popular. Next time, any time that you or any member of your family needs a laxative, make that laxative pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax. Introductory size, only 15 cents.
Today, Dan states his position. Hazel Barbara Murray, reading in the only warm room in the new house, the den, looks up from her book hopefully as she hears a car stop under the porte cochere. And a moment later...
Hello, who's home?
Hank. Oh, I'm glad to see you. Come in where it's warm.
Ma'am, I detect a slight reservation. Are you glad to see me?
Come on in here. I can't abide this echo. I'm waiting for my new housekeeper. I thought maybe you were she.
Oh, who's the new housekeeper?
Oh, she seems to be a perfectly wonderful woman, Hank. She's from Finland.
Finland, uh-huh.
What I did yesterday, I changed my ad in the paper and said, cold sleeping room.
Oh.
No, really. I decided to be forthright about it. So I thought, darn it, maybe I can find an Eskimo woman. And sure enough, this very pleasant person turned up from Finland. She used to milk elk.
Pardon?
She said she can do anything. If necessary, she can milk elk. That's what she told me. Didn't smile either.
Gosh, what's her name?
Well, it's odd to my ears, and I can't seem to remember. Begins with a B, and, well, it'll be nice to have someone to talk to. Dan's away so much.
Mm-hmm.
I told her we might even put a herd of elk upstairs. Might be a business we could go into later on.
Oh, how are things with Dan?
Going through with the merger.
Yeah. Does Margaret know about this?
Hank, I don't hear from Margaret once a month.
Have you told Dan what Uncle Paul found out about his partner? What's his name, Duckworth?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Well, Dan got home at 11 o'clock last night. He was dead tired. I was in bed, shivering under the electric blanket, and it didn't seem wise to start muttering bad news into the darkness.
Has he signed any papers yet?
Oh, I don't know, Hank.
You want me to tell him?
I sent him over to see Paul and Jack, thinking he might ask their advice. But instead, he offered to sell them stock.
You want me to tell him?
No, I will. Goodness, even the phone's in the wrong place. You know, Dan was here the day they put it in, too. Yes? Oh, yes. Got it? Yes. Thank you very much. Telegram from Pinky. He said, Oh, let's get back in the den.
I'll get the door.
He said he'll arrive in San Francisco about 11 and he'd come in and report if there's a light in the front hall. Going to tell us the whole adventure.
Good, I'll come and hear it. Mom, what I stopped in for, before I forget.
Yes?
I talked to Greta about getting married right away and using your old apartment, and she said to tell you and Grandfather it's a very generous offer, mm-hmm. but she thinks we'll be happier if we start out in a place of our own.
Well, you had to bring it up.
Oh, sure, and while I'm in the service, it'll be all right, but Greta wants, you know, she's domestic.
Yes.
Wants a big family and wants to get started while we're young.
I know.
So I'm going to scout around and find a house with a good big yard.
Good.
Hazel, I'm home.
It's Dan. He's early tonight. Come on in here, Dan.
Hi there, my lovely. Oh, Hank. Hiya, son.
I'm fine, Dan. How's this going?
Oh, Hank.
No, I've got a date with Greta. I told you all the news.
Maybe we'll see you tonight, huh?
Well, I'll look for a light, Mom. Bye, Dan.
Good luck.
Bye.
Goodbye, Hank. Well, Dan, this will be fun. What would you like for dinner?
Sweetheart, I'm not here for dinner. Duckworth wants me to fly up to Sun Valley for a few days.
Oh?
He asked if you'd care to come, and I said you didn't ski, but might like the trip. Would you?
Is this more or less a business trip, Dan?
Well, yes, it really is. We'll discuss the merger, you know, hassle back and forth. But you're more than welcome.
Will his wife be along?
Yes.
I see. No, I'll stay home, Dan. Come on. Put on your coat and gloves again. We'll go upstairs and I'll help you pack.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Stand back, friend. We're going to blast.
You're going to blast what?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And we're going to announce it with a blast of dynamite. Boom! And then we say, folks, this is dynamite.
Oh, my.
New All Sweet is now made with a natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in the margarine.
That's it, hmm? New All Sweet is now made with a natural flavor formula?
Yeah.
Why not just say that? New All Sweet is now made with a natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
It won't work.
Clifford, you don't have to blast women with dynamite. Talk quietly to them. Just say, new All Sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever.
Oh.
And right now, Swift will pay them 15 cents to try new All Sweet. Details are on the package at their grocer's.
What'll we do with all this dynamite?
It's National Beauty Salon Week. Enjoy a professional dream shampoo at your beauty salon. In their cold bedroom on the second floor, Hazel, wearing a pullover, a cardigan, and an ascot, is packing Dan's zipper airplane luggage while he changes for the trip.
Hazel?
Yes? What is it, Dan?
If I didn't sound too enthusiastic about your going, let me tell you exactly why.
Dan, please don't bother. It really doesn't matter.
Well, Mrs. Duckworth, her nickname is Babe. She drinks a little. That is, you'll find her in the cocktail lounge anytime after 5. On cold days after 4:30.
I see.
And the wives of the vice presidents, they keep her company.
Sounds congenial.
I know you wouldn't care for that, and it might be awkward if you didn't join in.
I see. Does she ski when drinking?
Well, she doesn't ski at all.
I was going to say that might be dangerous.
No, she's a good-hearted gal, you know. Platinum. Costs $12 every time she has her hair done.
How do you find out things like that?
Quade told me.
Who?
Duckworth, Quade.
Oh, down to first name, pal.
Oh, sure. We have been since Tuesday night. We're going to be partners.
Dan, have you signed any final documents?
Why?
I'd like to know. I'm sort of a partner of yours, too.
Well, I've signed preliminary agreements.
Can you get out of it?
Well, not very well.
Oh.
Why? Hazel? Why do you ask?
Never mind. Do you want more shirts, or will this be enough?
That's enough. Hazel, why do you want to know if I can get out of it?
I'm from a very conservative family, and I suppose I hate to change.
Your father been talking to you?
About you?
No, about Duckworth. Because I know he doesn't like him. Nor does Paul. Nor does Jack. And this will surprise you. Nor do I.
Pardon?
Honey, do you think I'm so naive I don't know I'm walking barefoot in a jungle?
Oh,
This guy is a tough infighter. He's built this chain gobbling up fellas just like me.
Well, if he knew that, why are you in it?
To win.
Oh. Oh.
Sure. If it gets down to a contest, I'm in pretty good training. I've gone from one store to seven in under 2 years. And I'm going to go from 7 to 27 when he completes the merger. Because I'm going to be general manager at $50,000 a year, or I don't play.
Oh, is that clear to Mr. Duckworth?
It will be after our week at Sun Valley.
Oh, Dan, I don't know anything about business, but I've had a terrible premonition about the whole thing.
Honey, when you walk in on wall-to-wall carpeting, with the house warm and snug as a bug in a rug, you'll admit then that I knew what I was doing.
Well, if that's to be the symbol, I surely will.
Ah, good girl. Any news from Pinky?
Oh, yes. He'll be here at 11.
Oh, too bad. I'll miss him. Well, tell him I want to hear the whole story. And, oh, yes. Tell him if he wants to double some of his profits.
To invest in Duckworth Outdoor Stores?
Yeah. Tell him about it.
I will, Dan. I promise I will. First thing.
More of the barbers in just a moment.
Caught cold, listen.
Every second someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Millions more take bromoquinine.
More people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For bromoquinine does more. Acts fast to relieve that stuffy, sneezy nose, body pains, fever, irregularity, the blue feeling, and the headache of your cold, too. Get more complete relief. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
It's midnight now. Lights shine from the downstairs windows at the Murray's as Hank stops his car under the porte cochere.
Hi, Mom. Pinky get here?
No, and he won't be here tonight, Hank. Come in.
Have you been asleep?
Waiting for you. Pinky phoned from Chinatown. A girl he knows, Miss Alice Lee Ho Choi, invited him to a celebration. And he feels he should stay because her family helped him so much. Oh, I don't know, Hank. He seemed excited on the phone. Let's get out of this echo.
No, I won't keep you up, Mom. I'll go.
Let's step out on the porch, then.
Well, it's kind of disappointing. Dan home?
Dan is in Sun Valley, outsmarting Mr. Duckworth.
I doubt if that's possible for a decent guy like Dan.
That's what I think, too. So the thing that's left for us to do is pray.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 34, Book 129, The Abrupt Departure of Consider Martin. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.